throwback track there, Duran Duran, 1982. Quite a good vintage, quite a good year.
Yeah, that's...
Gavin Steinable might agree.
Yeah.
Our illegal eagle.
School days there.
Your school days. Hey, you're giving away your age, Gavin. Yeah. But look, hey, great to have you fresh on a Wednesday. You don't look a day over 25.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got coffee in hand.
Even if you reverse those figures, you'd have me younger than I am.
Well, listen, hey, what is age nowadays? But a number. And it seems that, you know, things being as they are and medical advances being what they are, you know, you could be rocking and rolling if you're one of the lucky few who gets to settle on the KZN North Coast and enjoy a particular quality of life, you know.
Yeah, there's something about getting older, you know, you can't live it completely in denial. You just find, you know, one of the things you do have is the benefit of some experience, and your worldview sort of is probably a little bit more settled and less all over the park. And then, you know, you just there's always wonderful ways to enjoy yourself in life. And as you get through the different stages of life, you can enjoy them all.
Well, this is the thing. And, you know, last week when we connected for our regular weekly coffee conversation on a Wednesday morning, we were talking about a Standard Bank wealth and investment report that's flagged our stretch of the KZN North Coast as attracting a new type of resident, and sort of new classification. They call it the semigrant executive. These are primarily C-suite professionals, often 50 or older, who have chosen not to live in Cape Town, but to come down to Palito, Salt Rock, etc., due to the lifestyle on offer, which includes cycling, trail running, surfing, year-round golfing in a subtropical climate, as well as proximity to an international airport, and offering a compelling quality of life proposition at a fraction of Cape Town's costs. This is what a major Big Four bank has just put out into the world.
I think people also tend to lose sight of the fact that we've got world-class game reserves just a few hours up the end, too, and you know,
boom.
Shishli and Falozzi, you know, just fantastic, fantastic game reserves. And then obviously all the private game reserves, if you can afford that, they also, it's world class. I mean, it is one of the finest places to live, and it's a great province.
Absolutely. And as folks will be no doubt flocking down this week and next for holidays, school holidays, and take in the surfing action, because the Bolito Pro returns this weekend. It kicks off, I believe, coinciding with the official opening of Club Med.
That's nice. The foreigners can come out to Club Med and watch some international class surfing.
I mean,
we're just laughing off air. I mean, imagine coming down from Joburg to watch the Bolito Pro. We're hosting a surfing competition in the middle of winter, and you must wonder if this isn't a better type of winter to experience.
Well, this is exactly what I think, you know, the light bulb moment. I mean, obviously it's been known for so long, but now the viability, the feasibility, the fact that we are living in a sort of ever more connected world, and you can work remotely in a lot of positions from anywhere in the country, and if you can afford to, if you can make it down here, why not?
I think another thing is we've had another little societal stress test, and that was the march of yesterday, which could easily have become a riot like we saw in 2021, and it didn't. It seems to have gone off relatively peacefully. I think nationally there was a fatality rate of 4, which is pretty low for this sort of thing and the number of people involved.
Yeah,
and it might just be a sign of a maturing democracy. I just absolutely acknowledge the right of people to protest things that they're not happy about. Find it strange that protesting the policies of the people that you've been voting in for 30 years just seems a bit strange to me. But at the same time, that democratic right is there, and obviously I want people to exercise it. It doesn't extend to murdering people, and it doesn't extend to damaging people's property. And it seems like things were relatively well contained. Probably one has to acknowledge that the state this time was a little bit more prepared than they were last time. Probably about 1,000%.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that all bodes well. You know, you look at the volatility of the place and how easy it can bubble over, and then you have a national event like this, and it's fairly well contained, fairly well run. Even the organizers said, we don't want violence, we just want to make a point. And that's a whole different attitude to what we've seen in this sort of thing previously. So that's a big positive to take forward and go, well, you know what, again, as a society, we seem to be a little bit more functional, more cohesive, and a little bit more stable.
Well, definitely, yeah, I think a big collective sigh of relief being breathed this morning by South Africans across the country at the fact that it was such a relatively uneventful day yesterday.
I did go home from the office yesterday going, is this thing tomorrow?
Did I get the day wrong? And look, there have been obviously feelers out and security clusters, private and public, still on alert to see how the rest of the week plays out. But yeah, it looks to be like a fairly, as you say, contained and kind of non-event in terms of what a lot of people were anticipating.
Yeah,
but boding so very well.
So we've got Club Med opening just after the protests, and mercifully it was nice and calm, and foreigners can come here confidently and feel safe.
I think it must have been quite a tense moment for the PR people trying to obviously get ready for the ribbon cutting and the grand welcome of the international visitors.
You've got that balancing act, you know. One is that you don't want to overreact to these things, and the other is you don't want to be foolish and find yourself in danger. So it's always a bit of,
yeah,
you know, a balancing act. In this case, mercifully, everything went well.
And now the stage has been set for a really sizzling winter on our particular sandy stretch.
Yeah, I'm looking really forward to to seeing the impact of Club Med and the people arriving, and you know, whether we'll feel it in Ballito or whether they're going to be restricted to, you know, activities in and around Club Med. It'll be interesting to see. We're definitely going to have the benefit of all the people that are going to be wage earners there in the service industry, and obviously their money being spent in town, and obviously the demand for housing places to stay and so forth. So yeah, this is a wonderful boon. I remember just being spoken about that we will get a Club Med. It's like, you know, the airport talk went on for about 20 years, and then suddenly we had the airport, and the Club Med thing also felt like it was a pie in the sky thing, and wow, tomorrow we have a Club Med.
You know what, it's so cool to be getting these things across the finish line, and to be able to look back with hindsight and say, you know what, look at where we are now, look at how things have changed in just the last 5 years, and then 10 years. And
and I mean, you know, spectacular, R1 billion project delivered on time, on, you know, on spec, and wow, just incredible. These are that just shows you a lot of things work in this country.
And in particular, in this part of the country where, you know, obviously we have a unique perspective on things. You, in particular, Gavin, with your legal practice, with all of the contracts and paperwork that you're privy to, does it seem like the momentum is continuing, rolling into the second half of the
definitely
year?
If I look at the sales and the developments that are coming out of the ground, the pre-sales, it's really good. The market's strong at the moment. Interest rates are holding. That's the key to the residential property market, is interest rates. You know, interest rates, when they go up unduly, they strangle the market. And when they come down, they give people, and they seem stable. That's the big thing. If they just seem stable, they give people the confidence to commit to 20-year bonds and to buy something rather than just hiring something.
Yeah,
you know, so the big thing is to control that expense. You know, you need to make the expense. So some people think, well, if I pay rent, I know what it is every month. If I take a bond and the interest rates suddenly go up a few percentage points, suddenly I'm a couple of R100 deeper in the hole than I thought I was going to be, and then I have to skimp somewhere else. And so, you know, there's that. So when people feel like they can take a bond and they know what their bond repayment will be over time, they're more confident to go into it. You know, and we do seem like, First of all, economically, we probably hit our lowest mark in terms of low growth and so forth. And, you know, one can only imagine that we'll go up. It seems like inflation's under control, so they shouldn't tamper with interest. I've never understood that. You know, the government raises interest rates to combat inflation, which they cause by printing money. we need to have a good look at these politicians at some stage. It's not working.
Guys, come. Well, yeah, look, while there are things that are out of our control, we keep an eye on them and keep an eye on how this corner of the country continues to evolve and develop. And I'm interested to see how, from a property investment and development point of view, there seem to be some quite innovative and interesting new models being explored. Obviously, there's the we're well known for a standard of luxury gated estates and that sort of lifestyle. We've talked at some length about the sort of the new model of the almost farm style, sort of freehold style development. That's a model that is proving to be extremely popular. And you've got particular insight into how things are evolving with the next phases of the Fairview thing.
That's right.
Something else that caught my eye and I've been really keeping watching brief on is the development of kind of a new type of you could call it affordable housing, low cost housing. Have you heard of the Idladla offering off the R102?
Yeah, I have. It's Hayden Keaton and Pete Moss developed that, and they it is a very good model for people who work in Ballito. It's probably, it's a very, it's low-end stuff, but it's people who work in Ballito and reside elsewhere, and it gives them just a very affordable option where basically they're hiring a room in the Idladla, and they get a card, an access card, and they pay in advance, and it's a very good model from the investor's point of view. But yeah, fully subscribed, and it really seems to be a hit.
I think it's definitely gonna pave the way for similar stuff. And let's be honest, this is not the cheapest part of the world to find a rent in.
No, it's catering to a need, and the need is people who need to be here but can't afford to live here.
Yeah.
And so it gives them a good option. You got washing facilities, cooking facilities. You basically, and all only for sort of relative to hiring a place, much cheaper.
Yeah, and the model, dignified living, the website says no deposit, no credit check, no lease required, month to month, very flexible. Really, kind of. Challenging the status quo in terms of what the other options traditionally have been. So interesting and finished. Yes. I think a really for what it is.
It's innovative,
really nice,
and anytime you address a need adequately, so the need is there, and if you can meet it, you're always going to have a successful product. And I think they've met it 100% because it just looks like from day one they were properly subscribed, and it was it's a good venture.
It's been smartly developed. Yeah, I'm looking at the different unit types. And the website says you can book your ensuite unit now from just $3,250 per month. Mm. I mean, you look at that's an attractive offer.
Yeah, and also if you have a look at the at the actual layout when you drive past, they're well built, they're attractive units, and you can see that that's a great option for people who can't afford the $20,000 a month for a 3-bedroom.
I think so, and I think you're absolutely right. The design, the intentional design, the layout is basic but really done to a great standard, I think. Hats off to the team involved. It's a model to emulate.
Well, it's better than sitting in Sharker's Head and other options that you have at that end of the scale. So, yeah, well done to them, and great idea. Courageous to build it and see if it works, and it certainly has.
Yeah, well, look, we'll be keeping tabs on more innovative things rising out of the ground. Gavin, are you the kind of guy that normally catches the surf action on a Ballito Pro?
No, you completely misread me there. No, sadly, I didn't grow up at the coast, so I'm a Free State boy, so hey. I have zero surfing ability, and also probably not having grown up with it or having had an interest in it as a competitive sport, it's just kind of lost on me. But what a wonderful showcase for Bolito and the fact that we have this this internationally renowned event. It's brilliant. So, yeah, will I be watching the surfing? Probably not, but I love the fact that we have it here and that that it's so successful.
Well, listen, apparently it's the, if you take into account all of the different iterations, because it's been different things over the years.
The Gunston 500, I remember. Yeah.
I mean, this is still technically that. It's this, technically the same event. It's just got a new name now. It's the Bolito Pro, presented by O'Neill. But with that pedigree, this will be its 57th edition, and I think it's the longest continuously running event of its kind. Certainly,
I do remember as a youngster, we used to go on holiday to Scottbury every July, and that was when they had the Gunston 500, and they had their helicopter up and down the beach, and it was very impressive.
You see, so you did get into it.
I wouldn't know who's who. I know we've got was it Kelly Slater is our big and most famous surfer ever?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, there we go. The legend that he was. You can name a surfer. Well done, Gary. But no, there'll be some serious international and local talent carving it out in the waves. And if you do nothing else, Gavin, just make it down to the beach for the finals. It's always a fun.
I will. My kids will go down, and I'll probably go down and fetch them.
And I'm sure we can pull you onto the sand. And we'll definitely touch base next Wednesday for another update on how things have been rolling. And between now and then, enjoy the winter sun, man. It's a great time to be soaking up the rays on the KZN North Coast.
Perfect.
You heard it. Radio Life and Style, bringing you back to the music.